This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum. We're in Las Vegas, Nevada. This is the last day of the preliminary round. Seven rounds were played, and we're going into Millionaire Monday. The top performers in each section will play tomorrow. And I have one of the winners of the African qualifiers, Providence Wakosa. And he is from Botswana. And he finished with at 50%. But I wanted to ask you, how was this tournament for you, the experience overall?
It was a good tournament. It's just that I haven't really played in tournaments where almost every single player that I play every round is like about 100 elo points ahead of me. You know, the games were quite good. Literally, I lost... basically, I think the only game I lost was the single game against Salinas. Well, that's not speaking about the defaulted game, of course. But, you know, the games were quite equal. The players were solid. They maybe because of the pressure, they were, you know, mostly playing on perfect economy strategies, basically. You know, they were not taking so many risks, but maybe also that is what the reason they couldn't get many advantages against in my games. Mm-hmm. So you know, I was drawing almost every game, no wonder the 3.5 50%. Mm-hmm. But you know, I drew two grandmasters.
And which grandmasters were those?
I drew Lenderman, who mm-hmm. I think is in the Millionaire qualifier, and Garcia as well. Yeah, and I played a couple of 2400s, so I'm actually hopeful now. I think even with this 50%, I got 30 rating points already. In the tournament is not done yet, so I should be well in the ranks of 2330. Yeah.
So yeah, you play the additional two rounds if you don't make the qualifier. So what was your best game? Was it the draw with Lenderman or the other one, the other draw? I know Lenderman.
No, you
seem like I thought you were winning that game at some point.
Yeah, well, but basically, you know, I was a pawn up. There could have been some tricks. I could have hanged on for a while, but I think he found some beautiful resource actually to sacrifice and activate his king in that game. The best game actually was against the other Grandmaster Garcia. Actually, you know, because I was completely winning basically in that game. I sacrificed material. It was probably the most brilliant game, regardless. But in the end game, I for some reason I made a silly sacrifice of the rook. In which case, well, I was going to be just one move away from winning the pawn end game versus knight. So, so yeah,
were you in
that
time
came
pressure?
A close. No, not at all. Not at all. Actually, he was in time pressure. Yeah, but you know, maybe I could hang on before the sacrifice of the rook and just play just one more positional move there. He would it would have granted resignation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So, what's your impression of the Millionaire Chess Open? The environment, the organization. You probably met a lot of different players socially. How has your experience been here?
It's a nice environment here with the Millionaires. Basically, for someone like me, I haven't seen a tournament of this huge in magnitude. But you know, had I known it is like this, with the play and the type of play, like the two games a day. Because I was actually hoping the game would start at about 8 or 9, and then the other game at about 4. You know,
8 or 9 in the morning.
Yes.
Wow,
which is usually how we play in Africa. That's how for the second round for us it didn't play out really quite well. I think because of the time difference. On another time, yeah. Well, for maybe the next tournament, I'll try and come one day
in advance
for to rest and you know acclimatize with the environment.
Because I know the Nigerians, there were three of them that forfeited.
Yes.
Actually, because they overslept.
Yeah, about seven players from Africa actually overslept that time. Yeah.
So have you had a chance to go outside and walk along the strip and see any sights?
Yes, I've been as far as Western Union, the other side, and the McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But I haven't really gone out. It's been a very, very hard tournament. Maybe we'll see what happens tomorrow.
So are all your fellow chess players in Botswana, they've been following your progress?
A lot.
Good.
A lot,
good.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I have some pictures of you. I have posted on Facebook, on the Chess Drum Facebook, so
when
you get a chance, you
I saw some, but, I'm not much of a socialist player when I'm playing the games. I did see some that were posted online, even by some other friends from Botswana. Yes, all right.
So did you meet any interesting people here? Any interesting players or just socially? You met Amy Lee, right?
A lot, yes. Mm-hmm. A lot of players here. I got a chance to meet my longtime friend, Farai Mandija.
Oh, yeah.
We used to play a lot in Africa. So
in the junior tournaments?
Yes, in the junior tournaments. Since 2003, we played in Tripoli, I remember. This was the first time we met that time. Yeah, he's making a... He's playing a really good game this side. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah, he's
qualified also for the Millionaire Monday, which is good for him. Mm-hmm. And he tells me that the best experience what there was how he got to know how to play this tournament. It's like a different format. You just need to know how to play it from the start and to the end. Yeah, like he got an early lead, as he said, and that's what basically he attributes his qualifying. To getting an early lead in the tournament, yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So, personally with Botswana, how is the chess scene going there? Is it improving? Is it growing? You have players coming up? Because I know Botswana economically as a country does very well and receives support. Chess receives some support. So, what is the future like for Botswana chess?
The future for Botswana chess basically would lie in having players running the political structures. I think in that way only can they understand what it takes for someone like me who's taken so much energy and so much preparation to come and play and increase their rating by about 100 points in tournaments as far as the Millionaires Open. Well, basically, I cannot see many players becoming 2300 in Botswana. Unless if they are doing it like me, like they're doing it on their own, it's going to take a lot of effort from their own. They are spending their own.
I know Watu was training there at some point.
Yes, yeah.
In Botswana. So you don't have any trainers locally?
No, not exactly.
Okay.
Maybe a few top players are the ones who are trying to, do some training sessions. But, all in all, the federations can do much better. As I can see here, the USCF is doing a lot of work to even help people like Maurice, with their goals in terms of their love for the game and growing the game globally, which is very good. You need the support of the federation.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you need the support of people who have actually played the game, like Morris has actually played the game,
Yeah, the U.S. is very, very interesting because even though this is a big country, chess is not always supported as it should be. In fact, the USCF has had problems in the past, even holding the national championship.
Yeah.
But there are people, we have benefactors who donate to chess. These are private people.
Yes.
And that's been where this country has seen a growth in chess.
That's good.
Because we have the St. Louis Chess Club, which is a very beautiful facility there and holds top tournaments like the Sinkfield Cup. And so the U.S. has been kind of fortunate. But it hasn't always received the support. Now it's hard to get sponsorships in chess. But what do you think about what needs to happen to see Africa produce more grandmasters and maybe get past the the knockouts, maybe the second or third round of the knockout.
True. The idea there is pretty simple. You're going to need to have players like me, actually not now, playing to try and become like 2600. You know, I'm a bit old considering that. But you need a player like me actually getting inside the operational structures of the chess federations. As a player who's played at that level, those players understand what it takes to make young grandmasters at the age about 11, 12. You know, they understand how to take a child who's about 4 or 5 years old and grow them up the ranks. Those are the people you actually need, you know, to be running the chess structures, because you know the chess structures may be a little bit more different since it's more of an information game. It's a little bit more different than other sports. So you basically need the people who've actually, you know, played chess at that high level under the overall leadership.
Because I guess a lot of in Africa, maybe a lot of the federations are run or at least influenced by people in the sports ministries and who might not be chess people, but they're charged with running the various programs. What is your view of the direction that chess is going in? The world championship cycle, do you see that as something that can be improved upon? Do you think the championship cycle is stable now, or you see any improvements that can be made?
Well, maybe I can answer the question in relation to Africa alone, because that is where I come from. Maybe I can only understand it from that level, since you know, chess has been played at different levels. If you're going to call it a World Chess Championship, we should actually have inclusion of cooperation from the rest of the world. You know, in Africa, you actually get about only 6 players playing in the World Chess Championship, and I think in relation to having to call it the World Championship, you cannot have just 6 players in Africa. It's
such a large continent as well.
Just a large continent as well. Well, you can have so many mini tournaments and continental tournaments like the European Championships to as qualifiers also for the World Championship. I think there's got to be other ways to look at it in terms of qualifying for the World Cup, not just the zonals. Mm-hmm. You know, there are so many IMs now in Africa. They need to make in tournaments like Kasparov chess had made tournaments for like cater for like highly rated players or titled players. If you make those extra tournaments together with the zonal tournaments, then you could actually, you know, make it more meaningful. I mean, I think the number in Africa, for such being such a huge continent, maybe they would double the number, like come from 6 to 12, which would probably make sense. You know, there are a couple of strong players, much stronger players, who don't get to qualify for the World Cup,
and right.
because of the zonal system. And also looking at other things, you know, the reason why it's not necessarily the strongest players who get to represent the World Cup is because in the zonals, as we choose it, for somebody to represent their country for the zonals, usually, you know, they would take out the first 2 sports that are FIDE sponsored, basically, because you know, many countries in Africa don't have that kind of money, so they're going to send 2 players who are going to be FIDE sponsored players. So that means those players are usually who are the national champions, or maybe in another year you choose a different strategy. You're trying to take out a guy who's younger just for experience. So, you know, so basically because of those political constraints, you're not necessarily always having the best players or the most competent to represent the world. And basically we are talking about the World Championship, so you
right.
need to have the most competent players representing the world. Would Africa would have so much representation in terms of number if the number was doubled from 6 to about 12, basically. Yeah.
Well, certainly there's a lot of things that can be changed in FIDE, and I know there was in the last Olympiad, they were talking about the bid for the Olympiad in 2018, where South Africa had put in a bid for the to hold the tournament,
right.
And it went to, but it actually went to the Republic of Georgia, and there was some controversy in terms of how that went down. But maybe eventually there will be an Olympiad held in Africa,
and
that may change maybe the perception, because I think some governments may believe that chess is not very serious, and so they might not be willing to sponsor teams. But once they actually see it, then I think
in Africa,
they can
actually, South Africa has got the structures. Remember, they had the world. Yeah, I mean, even the infrastructure they've got. I mean, remember they had the soccer World Cup. You know, the infrastructure is there, and I think they can actually, they have a high standing, and they can bid and actually host a very nice Olympiad.
Well, that's all the questions I have. I appreciate you taking the time, and we're definitely going to put this up, and the world will be able to hear your words, and good luck in your rounds tomorrow.
Thanks a lot, Dame.
Okay.
Cheers.
This is Dame Shabazz, and we're signing off.
All right.
Cheers. It's good.